The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering.
We need a national masking mandate.
Face coverings are required in public spaces.
This morning, face mask controversy after this outburst caught on camera in a Los Angeles grocery store.
Anyone harassing me to wear a mask, you guys are violating federal law.
So what can you do right now?
This is voluntary.
Wear a face covering when you leave your house.
I don't think I'm going to be doing it.
Hey, it's Curious City editor Alexandra Solomon. You've probably had to wear a mask recently. Here in Illinois, it's required anytime we're in public and can't social distance. You might have a lot of feelings about this. I, for one, get very frustrated when I see people not wearing masks. I'm actually wearing one right now, and it's not that hard. And whatever feelings you might have, science is science. And this month, we've seen a rise in COVID cases here and across the nation. But the head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, says we can stop the spread of the virus by doing one simple thing.
If all of us would put on a face covering now for the next 4 weeks, 6 weeks, I think we could drive this epidemic to the ground.
That's promising. But as with everything COVID-related, there are a lot of questions about how to do it right. So today, we're going to answer some of the questions that we've recently got about masks, like how to wear them, properly care for them, and throw them away. Here's Curious City reporter Monica Ang.
Hey there. So the first question we got was why we don't have to dispose of masks in biohazard bins like they do in hospitals. Northern Cook County waste specialist Mary Ellen explained that home and hospital garbage rules are just different. So home waste with potential bodily fluids?
That is not considered biohazard waste. So my mask can just go into a trash can like my snotty Kleenex can.
But they're not recyclable, so don't put them in the recycling bin. Alan says that's been a real problem. So we know how to throw away masks, but what about wearing them? Well, experts say resting them on your neck, your chin, or hanging them on your ear, it just exposes them to more contamination. So fold your mask when it's not in use. And please, stop wearing it under your nose, because the COVID virus...
You can breathe it out either through your mouth or through your nose, and you can also breathe in things through your nose or through your mouth.
That's Johns Hopkins infectious disease specialist Dr. Natasha Cheetah.
So if you want to have the mask to be causing the most protection, you need to cover both your nose and your mouth.
And now that you're wearing it right, how do you know it's actually protective?
One good test is if you're wearing your mask and you try to blow out a candle. If you can not blow that candle out, your mask is doing a pretty good job of preventing air from your mouth from getting out.
This test has gone viral thanks to a TikTok video with celebrity and TV scientist Bill Nye. But Dr. Cheetah thinks asking how much you're protected by a mask is kind of missing the point.
The goal is not to protect yourself there. The goal is to protect people around you. These kinds of masks are most effective at preventing you from transmitting something to someone else.
And she stresses that masks are not a silver bullet on their own. They need to be combined with social distancing, which some people still don't get.
What I've been seeing a lot of is folks wearing their masks, but then they're like posing for pictures, hugging someone else and posting it on social media. And it drives me nuts.
Because, yeah, sometimes you have to pass someone at the store. But right now, you don't have to do that group selfie. Still, if you have to be out and about, how often should you wash that cloth mask? The CDC says after every single use. An infectious disease doctor, Mia Taramina of the DuPage Medical Group, thinks it helps to have a few masks.
My recommendation is 3 to 5 masks that they sort of cycle through, and then you'll be able to have those several masks over time last a while.
And one more thing. As more folks return to work, one listener asked if she should be wearing her mask even when she's alone at her desk, given concerns over possible airborne transmission. Again, Dr. Cheetah.
If I'm around other people in a closed environment, I would prefer to wear my mask. Because, like, people will still walk by you, right? Like, you might be at your desk, and then someone might want to go to the bathroom, and they're going to walk by you. So I think just in terms of if it's comfortable for you and you can do it, I think it's probably the safest thing to do.
So there you go. You don't have to throw away your mask in a biohazard bin. You should get a few reusables and wash them often. And just because you wear a mask, it doesn't mean you can go and do that group selfie with outsiders. And finally, if you're going to be in an office with other people, Dr. Cheetah suggests making the mask part of your regular work attire.
And speaking of attire, the one I'm wearing right now is a lovely powder blue. I don't normally do a lot of color, but it's nice to add just a pop. Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation. I'm Alexandra Solomon, and wear a mask.
Sometimes you just need a quick overview of the news.
Meantime, it was chaos today at the Chicago City Council.
A Chicago cop with a controversial past is running for judge.
Other times, you're looking for a deeper understanding of what's going on in the city.
Wow, that's so... No one has asked me that question.
The Rundown Podcast has all of that, and it's Chicago-based, so you know what's up in your neighborhood and across town. Listen to The Rundown wherever you get your podcasts or at wbez.org/rundown.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.